There's a boat race down the river. There's a slow boat on my mind. Everybody's going like crazy, but I'm taking my own sweet time.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we also have Marco co-hosting with us today. And we're going to be going from the Florida Keys to Alaska to the East Cape of Baja. So let's call it a fishing safari, Marco.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. We have Captain John on. Captain John, introduce yourself real quickly and give us an idea about what you're doing in Isla Morada.
Hey, yeah, my name is Captain John Reynolds, and I run my own charter boat out of Isla Morada. It's an offshore sport fishing boat.
Okay. Now, first of all, where is Isla Morada?
Isla Morada is the upper middle Keys. You know, we have a string of keys starting with Key Largo all the way down to Key West, and all the fisheries are different all up and down. Even though they're so close, the fisheries separate, and we catch all different species at different times, and up and down the entire edge of the reef here. They're all very unique in themselves.
Captain John, are you on your boat right now?
I'm standing out over the water, looking at the water right
okay,
now.
Okay, I was going to say, because we can hear a little bit of wind noise.
Oh, okay.
But that makes it all the more authentic, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the fisheries then. We mentioned that you've got, you're similar to, Baja and the Pacific, but a lot of the species are the same. What we call Dorado on the West Coast and in Baja, you call them, well, I think you call them dolphin fish for some stupid reason I don't understand, but I think you refer to them as mahi-mahi, right?
Yeah, either way. Generally in Florida, people, the local people down here call them dolphin. But, we call them mahi as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, one of the things I'm interested in is on the Pacific, we do have tuna, yellowfin and bluefin. And but you hear stories about the Atlantic bluefin tuna. Do you ever get any of those down there?
Yeah, we actually saw a few about 3 days ago out there. We get a pretty unique condition here when the current goes into the wind very hard, where a lot of our species come up to the surface and they tail as they're trying to migrate down sea. The current in their face actually raises them to the surface, and their tails are all sticking out of the water, and we'll see lots of sailfish and different species. But the bluefins, the large bluefins, they migrated by the other day. We saw them on that condition.
Now, when you say large, how large is large?
Between 300 and 500 pounds.
Yeah, that's large. I'll tell you what. I've hooked into a couple of big ones, and if I hook into a big yellowfin, I just shoot hand off the pole, because it's a lot of work. They just go straight down and swim in a circle, and you could be on there for hours. So, but it's exciting. So what are some of the other species that you're probably more famous for?
More famous for sail fishing. Sail fishing and dolphin fishing are probably our two most famous species down here that people come down here and travel around to catch. We also catch a lot of blackfin tunas. We catch those on our humps. There's a series of humps out here offshore that are in range on our day trips, several different humps that we can get to in tuna fish. Amberjacks. And all kinds of reef fish, including snapper and grouper, king mackerel, and wahoo.
So if somebody wants to go there, where do they fly into?
You can fly into Key West. You can fly into Marathon, I believe. But generally, most of our clientele and people that are coming down to the Keys to visit fly into Fort Lauderdale International Airport or Miami International
right,
Airport.
Right, and then just rent a car or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And give us, again, the name of your operation and your website.
The name of my boat is the Drop Back, and my website is dropbackcharters.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Facebook and on TripAdvisor if you want any more information about us. You can contact me directly also on my cell phone anytime at 305-393-1311.
Well, it's at the top of my list to get down there. Let's talk a little bit about the fisheries as far as the conservation goes. On the West Coast, you know, out here we've got this situation in California where we have the no fishing areas in the marine reserves, which is something that's a little bit political. I don't want to get involved in that. But I truly believe that the anglers are the real, true conservationists. You know, some of the environmentalists, it's more of a religion than a science. But listen, I don't want to go there either. But you guys do a pretty good job of protecting. Personally, I think a hook and line does not deplete the species. But would you tell us a little bit about what's going on in southern Florida?
I would completely agree with that, John. Our anglers down here, recreational and charter boat, we're very aware, you know, of our limitations and where we need to be. And hook and line, I completely agree with that also. There's several organizations, you know, that work hard to fight for the future for our children. You know, most of us just want to go out there and catch some fish with our kids and have a good time on the water, whether you're someone who's taking out your own boat, someone who's chartering a charter boat. For the most part, we're just trying to go out there, have a good time, and see something for the future. So there's a few organizations that we work with that support these things, and we would, we definitely appreciate any support that anyone wants to give, and just know that we're there to support all anglers of South Florida and to be your voice. The Island Rod and Charter Boat Association is one of them, and the Florida Guides Association is another one of them as well.
Well, very few people will kill a billfish. I mean, that's the whole point, is that you're there to catch them because it takes them a long time. Now, a Dorado or Mahi-Mahi or dolphin fish, they can go to an egg to 20 pounds in 2 years. And again, you know, hook and line is probably not going to deplete their species. And tuna, frequently, I think their life expectancy is about 7-8 years because they reach a point where they grow so fast and eat so much that, you know, they can't sustain themselves, you know, metabolically. And so, you know, they have a short life expectancy. But, you know, some of the other fish like rockfish and things that have a long lifespan, those are the ones that you got to be careful with.
I got a question for you, John.
Yes, sir.
Have you been impacted with the lionfish?
The lionfish is not something that I'm as well aware of. Most of the dive community, that's their focus. There has been an impact. I know that, but I'm not aware fully of the impact that's having on our fishery. But the dive community has a lot more information on that.
And then I got another one, a follow-up. I know that some really strong protections came in for the Goliath grouper. And I've seen some reports that they're really having an impact on the other fish, on the reef fish. Do you ever see them? Do you ever target them? Have you seen any effect?
We see more and more Goliaths. Yesterday, actually, while we were snapper fishing, there were Goliaths eating a lot of our snappers. You know, we fought them for a little bit longer. And the Gulf side, on the shallow wrecks back there, they're seeing a lot. They're engaging with a lot more Goliath groupers on that side on their wrecks.
Okay, cool.
Well, is there anything you'd like to comment on, anybody that's interested in that particular conversation that we can get our listeners to join in on, as far as the conservation and they may want to contact or get involved? We've only got about 10 seconds.
Okay, the Island Rod and Charter Boat Association.org.
Okay.
That's Island Rod and Charter Boat Association.org. You can contact.
Okay. All right, John, we appreciate having you on. That's fun. And one of these days, man, I'd love to go fishing with you, especially to go out into that deep water and go after a swordfish. I've never done one of those. But we're gonna address that at a different time. Thank you very much for coming on, John. We appreciate that. And you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com, and you can hear it all again as much as you want.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Founded in 1697 as the capital of Las Californias, Loreto is a relaxing small Baja town with an international airport. Beautiful sandy beaches with snorkeling and fishing is available just in front of your resort. Old world charm, hospitality, and you will love the people and moderate climate. The Villa del Palmar at the Islands of Loreto, a luxury resort on the Sea of Cortez, is hosting its first Dorado tournament the end of June. Very affordable, lots of prizes, and world-class fishing. Contact Fish Talk Radio or Villa del Palmar, Loreto, and get your team together. Many other activities are also available. Fly into Loreto and a van will pick you up. Enjoy the great fishing, golf, exploring, water sports, or the spa. The Villa del Palmar will give you the best Baja at surprising value. Enter the first Villa del Palmar, Loreto's Dorado tournament. Stay at the resort or we can recommend many fine accommodations. Villa del Palmar, Loreto.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
All fish, Maple Lake, French Lake, Grand Lake, Cedar Lake, Pleasant Lake, Clear Lake, Bass Lake, Otter Lake, Goose Lake, Gull Lake, Round Lake, Clear Lake, Rice Lake, Sugar Lake, Mud Lake, Long Lake, Ann Lake, Swan Lake, and Lake of the Woods. Oh, I fish everywhere. You can fish from a boat, or you can stand on shore, or you can use a pontoon with carpet on the floor.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Marco Farrell, our co-host today. And we just left Isla Morada in the Florida Keys. Now we're jumping all the way across into the East Cape of Baja California, sir. And we have Eddie, who works with the Palmas de Cortez and the Van Wormer group of hotels. So, Eddie, welcome to Fish Talk Radio. Give us
Hey, John, how are you?
It just keeps getting better every day, Eddie. Speaking
good,
of that,
good.
You know, last year was not a stellar year. You know, warm water is good, but too warm is not good.
And, yeah.
But it looks like this year is shaping up to be, you know, coming back to normal again. So give us an idea about what's happening in the East Cape of the Baja and what it's looking like and what you're expecting.
You know, it's going to be a little bit better this year for sure. You know, the water started to warm up a little bit early this year, and we got up to, you know, in March, early April, we were up to already about 75 degrees, which is very warm for us. But then we had a nice California current that kind of moved in and kind of cooled the water down a little bit. So our average temperatures have definitely gone down from last year. So that's good news because, as you know, the bait like it at a certain temperature, and if the bait move out, it gets too warm for them, they're going to either move north or they're going to go down deep to cooler water, and the predator fish are going to follow them. In both scenarios, it's not good news for us if that happens. So hopefully, this year will be much better. Now, the positive side of the down year that we had last year, it's a down year for us because Dorado's always been our bread and butter, and yeah. The Dorado were really hard to find last year, and the ones that we did find were very small. But the upside to that was that we had probably one of our best wahoo seasons we've ever had. Guys who have never caught a wahoo in 20 years were catching, you know, 5-6 wahoo in one trip. So we had a really plus side on that, and blue marlin. I have never seen so many blue marlin in the last 20 years than we saw last year. So for those two species, if you were looking for wahoo or blue marlin, it was a stellar year. Tuna were kind of small. We had, you know, good runs of tuna, but nothing real big. And the Dorado, which is, like I said, our bread and butter, they were really tough to find. And the ones that I did see come in were not very big. So it was a tough year for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Dorado, one of your big events every year is, I believe you call it the Dorado Shootout, and that's in June.
Correct.
Is that in June?
It's in July. It's July. Actually okay. This year. It's always the third week of July, and this year it's a Saturday, and it falls on July 16th. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, Toyota of Los Cabos is our big sponsor, and we're going to be giving away a brand-new Toyota Tacoma 4x4, fully loaded, for the biggest Dorado that is landed on Saturday, July 16th. No matter what the size of the Dorado is, it can be a 13-pounder like last year, or it can be a 60-pounder like in previous years. It doesn't matter. That truck will be given away.
Yeah, no, that is incredible. Now, what was the heaviest Dorado cut in the tournament last year?
13 pounds.
that was worth a $50,000 truck.
Yeah, wow. It just goes to show you that anybody can win that tournament. So it really makes it exciting because you don't have to be a professional fisherman. All you got to do is go out, get a Dorado, and you might win a truck. And then we also have side jackpots that you can win up to about $80,000 in cash. So you can walk away with a brand new truck and $80,000 in cash for any size Dorado, as long as it's the biggest one caught that day. And the entry fee is, you're not going to believe it, but it's $500 for the entire team. So you can have four guys pay $500. Each person puts in about $125, and you're fishing in the tournament, and you can walk away with the truck. Now, the side jackpots are additional, $200, $300, $500, $1,000 side jackpot.
This doesn't make any sense. You're giving it at least a $50,000 prize for $125 a person.
Yeah. You know, if you get a team of four guys, you can basically walk in for about $125 a person, and you're in the tournament, and you can walk away with the truck. You know, we have a great relationship with Toyota Los Cabos, and we get a great deal on the truck, and we're able to give that away each year. And so it's a great tournament. It's a lot of fun. I'm there. I'm doing the registration. I'm weighing the fish.
I'm going to have to do this.
I'm doing the awards ceremony there.
Am I allowed to enter, Eddie? Can I enter?
Absolutely. The only one who
what do you think, Marco?
Let's do it.
Yeah, maybe I can handle
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. We give away over $100,000 in prizes. The raffle, you should see some of the raffle prizes that we give away. Furuno electronics and pen reels and fishing rods and lures and all kinds of stuff all night long. Mexican fiesta dinners included. So it's a lot of fun going on. And it's a tournament that if you've never participated in a tournament and you've always been curious, it's a good one to start with because it's not a pro tournament. It's not a three-day tournament where you have to be really knowledgeable about the waters because it's going to be 3 days of fishing. This is one day. Biggest Dorado. You can just get lucky, get a Dorado, and you can walk away with all the prizes. So it's a really good one to start out with.
That's incredible. And also, Eddie, by the way, the airfares, I think, have gone down a lot from the previous years, partly because of the fuel prices and competition. But if they wanted to come down and stay there, what would it take to do that?
As far as
getting
the airline.
Getting a room.
Absolutely. Mm. And booking a room, yeah, absolutely. All you got to do is basically give us a call at our reservation office, you know, our number 877-777-TUNA. Give us a call. We still have rooms available, but very few. Everybody usually books this tournament well in advance. So, we have Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, the Villas de Cortez. So there's a lot of different options for rooms. And boats are very limited as well because, as you know, I mean, even though we do have 40 boats in our fleet, they get rented very, very fast for this tournament. This is going to be our 12th year, so we've got a lot of momentum behind us with all the previous years.
If somebody wants to jump in on it real quick, which I suggest they do, you know, for the buy-in, for the, you know, you split a boat, and you you have two people per room. Give us an idea of, you know, the total per person price.
You know, you can basically, I mean, it really depends on how fancy or how economical you want to go, but you can basically, if you wanted to go real economical, you could basically do, you know, if you wanted to fish, say, you know, a couple days, you know, day before the tournament and the tournament, stay for four nights at the hotel, entry fee and everything, you're looking at definitely under $2,000 for the whole deal. So you really can't beat that. You know, I mean, shoot, you can go have fun in Mexico and come home with a brand new, you know, Toyota Tacoma 4x4 pickup truck for under $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you got a paper route, you can do that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so it's a lot of
guys,
fun.
Yeah, your rooms are, what, check it out. Your rooms are, what, usually about 150 a night or something like that? They're just a basic room?
Yeah, double occupancy, anywhere from 140 to 160 a night, and for that time of year during the Dorado shootout, and you can get a, you know, you can even do a Super Ponga. The last years, Super Pongas have won the tournament, so, you know, people think, oh, I'm at a disadvantage. Not true. The last 3 years, Super Pongas have won the tournament, so
really?
You can definitely do that. And you can get a Super Ponga for, you know, just over $300 for the day. Your room's at 140, so, and the entry fee's $500, so it's definitely affordable.
Wow. There's no reason not to. And besides that, it's a beautiful place. The Los Buriles is just a, well, it kind of reminds me of Cabo like 35 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people tell me that. You know, it's like, well, I used to go down to Cabo about 30 years ago, and now it's so built up, and it you know, they got the Costco, the Home Depot, the Walmart, you know, and I go to East Cape, and it kind of reminds me of when I went, you know, 30 years ago to Cabo, very laid back, no commercialization.
There's no timeshare people. There's no kids selling chiclets. There's no graffiti. There's no, if you're down there to buy drugs, lots of luck, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and like the Van Warmers are always remodeling. Yeah. This year, we've done a lot of work on our Ocean View rooms have all been remodeled. The condominiums have been remodeled. We did a whole new paint job on the exterior of the property. We did some new landscaping. We even built a brand new gym at the hotel because a lot of people like to come down and do some exercise, you know, in air conditioning because it does get warm in the summertime. So we actually did that. So the Van Warmers are always kind of thinking ahead and just making sure that the property is in tip-top shape and just making it better and more beautiful than it was the year prior.
I'll tell you a couple of things that I really enjoy about it is you get up and you go to the restaurant and have breakfast, and the sun is just rising, and it's one of the most beautiful sunrises ever. It's almost like better than a sunset.
And then, oh, absolutely.
And then you get out of, you know, you walk out of your room, you walk couple hundred feet to the, you know, to the dock, and you get on your boat and you go, or, you know, or if you just want to get in the water is crystal clear, you know, snorkeling and all the other activities. And there's a lot of stuff around there that you can do too. So you
might. Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when we go do our trade shows, people come up to us and they say, you know, I go to Mexico a lot and I fish out of Cabo, La Paz, different areas like that. And one of the things that I love about the East Cape and that really sets us apart from all the different areas is what you just said, that you can basically walk from your room to have breakfast down to the dock, jump on your boat, and go fishing. You don't have to go take a taxi to a marina. You don't have to take a taxi an hour to your boats. You know, like in La Paz, sometimes you have to drive an hour to get to your boats or drive out of the marina 30, 40 minutes before you're actually fishing. Here, you're fishing right away. You may not be right on the fishing grounds, but the nice thing is, let's say you're going to get tuna, and the tuna are 30 minutes away. While you're going out to the tuna grounds, you may run into marlin, wahoo, Dorado. So you're actually fishing the whole way.
Actually, I've seen tuna within a couple hundred yards from the beach.
Oh, absolutely. Right where the boats are anchored, there's some great fishing for roosters, for jacks, for Dorado I've seen there. You know, you can take a kayak out and just, you know, take the kayak out to where the boats are anchored, and there's some great fishing right there.
Well, Eddie, it's too good to be true, but it is true. Your phone number is one that I know by heart. It's an easy one. It is
877-777-TUNA. Our website, VanWarmerResorts.com. And if you're interested in Dorado Shootout, DoradoShootout.com has got all the information there as well.
And that is in the middle of July.
That is July 16th, absolutely.
And again, you've been doing this for 12 years, and it gets bigger and more popular every year. So don't wait, you know, until the 10th of July and think, well, maybe I'll want to go. Go ahead and get your reservation in and get your deposit in, and you're set to go. Eddie, thank you very much. We appreciate having you on. I know you're a busy guy, so we'll let you go.
And thank you guys so much.
All righty. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com. You can listen to the show as many times as you want, and we'll be back with you you momentarily.
Founded in 1697 as the capital of Las Californias, Loreto is a relaxing small Baja town with an international airport. Beautiful sandy beaches with snorkeling and fishing is available just in front of your resort. Old world charm, hospitality, and you will love the people and moderate climate. The Villa del Palmar at the Islands of Loreto, a luxury resort on the Sea of Cortez, is hosting its first Dorado tournament the end of June. Very affordable, lots of prizes, and world-class fishing. Contact Fish Talk Radio or Villa del Palmar, Loreto, and get your team together. Many other activities are also available. Fly into Loreto and a van will pick you up. Enjoy the great fishing, golf, exploring, water sports, or the spa. The Villa del Palmar will give you the best Baja at surprising value. Enter the first Villa del Palmar, Loreto's Dorado Tournament. Stay at the resort or we can recommend many fine accommodations. Villa del Palmar, Loreto.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to REEL funadventures.com.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. Hey, Marco, we are having a fishing safari.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, there we go. We talked to Captain John in Isla Mirada in the Florida Keys, and we just got off with Eddie from the East Cape of Baja, California. Man, that was such an incredible deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I've fished there multiple times, and it's awesome. And I've also been fishing out of Ketchikan for at least once a year for probably about 12 years. And this year, I was invited by Chuck Slagle of Barna Fishing Charters to go out with him for a day. And there should be probably four or five of us on his boat. So, Chuck, first of all, give us a quick idea about Barnoff Fishing Charters and yourself and your family operation.
We run a fleet of Raider boats. It's an aluminum boat built out of Colville, Washington, 24-footers with 225 Hondas on them. And we operate out of downtown Ketchikan. We have a private marina that we've built up over the years, our family has, and the vast majority of our fishing is south of town. We'll run 30 minutes to an hour and a half to get to the fishing. If The folks have got a full day to spend with us.
Well, you know what I'm so excited about? Because normally we fish out of Clover Pass and Clover Pass Resort, which is, you know, you just get out of your room, you walk down, get on the boat, and you go. And, you know, you can put your line in the water as soon as you leave the dock. But the commercial boats, you know, if they want to make sure they get kings and, you know, halibut, they have to go a pretty long distance. So what are the advantages of going south of Ketchikan as to pull up farther up the channel and north out of Clover Pass?
Well, I think a lot of it's just consistency. There's some pretty successful lodges working out of Craig, Alaska, and Waterfall Resort has got a hell of a name, and they fish the outside of Prince of Wales, and that type of fishing is available to us by running 45 minutes to an hour south of town. And when the halibut are in July and August, you can pretty much get them anywhere close to town, Clover Pass. I mean, there's lots of places to find halibut. And the salmon move through, the kind of cyclic. Both the cohos and the kings got peaks and valleys during the summer. But if you travel to Cape Shackin or the outside of Duke Island, you just end up limiting on just about everything. There's just a larger abundance of fish.
Wow. Well, okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. How long of a run is it to Duke Island?
Well, Duke Island, the inside of Duke Island, the Revilla Shore side of it is about a 45-minute run. If you're going to go to the outside of Duke Island or some of the pinnacles that are outside of Duke, you're talking about a little over an hour.
Okay.
And Shackin's probably the most respected and popular spot, if the weather allows you to get out, that's the southern tip of Prince of Wales Island, and that's about an hour and a half run.
Okay.
Yeah, I know some of the charters out of Clover Pass will go out there, but it's a longer trip for them.
Well, you need to spend the day. I mean, quite often you'll get out there, and when the salmon are running, you're going to limit out in a couple, 3 hours on just about everything. But you're still running there an hour and a half to get there, an hour and a half back. So it's a full day.
Okay. Now, give us a little bit of an idea on some of the techniques that you use for the salmon, the different species, and the halibut.
Well, it's ironic. Almost most of the charter operators in the Ketchikan area use downriggers for their salmon, and almost everybody, I can't think of anybody that doesn't mooch for salmon on the West Coast. So there's just two distinctly different styles just 60 miles apart, but we will jig as well as mooch as well as
troll
for salmon. If it's we're looking for kings and they're deep, and we're going to be trolling at a knot and a half or two knots. If the cohos are in and there's an abundance of them, and there's no reason to fool with putting the downriggers out, we'll go ahead and motor mooch for them. And there's a hatchery that has a tremendous return of kings. In fact, they allow six kings a day at the peak of the season within the terminal area. That's hot enough that we'll just actually jig for them.
Wow.
So, well, different styles, different places.
Well, I tell you, the silvers, they're so much fun because, you know, you've got a lot of pinks and chum, but you know when you got a silver on because it'll come out of the water and do aerobatics. And they're just a lot of fun when you've got a slow troll or when you catch them near the surface.
Well, there's a great run of silvers that come through here. Neats Bay puts a bunch of smolts in every year, and they come right through here. Although it's a little cyclic, you can have lots of days in August and September when limiting out on silvers is not difficult at
well,
all.
Well, let's talk about the season a little bit. When do you first start booking charters?
We actually have boats in the water and guides ready to fish the 1st of May, and we'll fish all the way through the end of September. We bottom fish all 5 months out of there, but if it's if somebody really wants some salmon, if salmon's their primary goal, we'll recommend that they come up in July so they've got access to all of the species. In May, all we're going to find is kings, and it gets progressively better all the way through May till about the 15th of June, when our season, that last 2 weeks in June, is the peak king season. And like I say, because of that terminal area south of town, at the end of June, you can actually take six kings a day within the terminal area.
Okay.
And then in July, obviously, we have both pinks and silvers. And by September, all that's left is the silvers. And there's a late run of silvers going in each bay, making the first couple in weeks.
And, of course, it's late, you know, those silvers grow like a pound a week or something towards the end of the, or, you know, at least half a pound a week. So towards the end of the season, that's when you get the big ones. But, Chuck, let me interrupt you for my own advertisement. I've got a group trip put together for Real Fun Adventures that we're going to be going up on the 4th of July weekend, and that would be at Clover Pass Resort. And it is a, just in case anybody's interested, it's an incredible, incredible deal. Normally when you talk about, you know, going fishing in Alaska with your resort, your fishing, et cetera, you're talking probably close to $1,000 a day, depending, you know, on the resort. But this trip is five nights, all inclusive, and I mean all inclusive. All your meals, your fish cleaning, your tackle, your boats, your bait, your fish processing, for $17.95. And we've got, I think, four spots still open. So if anybody's interested, please get in touch with me at John@fishtalkradio.com, and we'll get you hooked up on that, because we'd like to fill that in quick so that we know what we're doing. So that's just send an email to John@fishtalkradio.com, and we'll give you more information on that. And also, I know, Chuck, that if somebody wants to go fishing with you this summer, depending on the season, there's not a lot of space. So they probably need to get in touch with you sooner rather than later. That and what's the information? You got the website again was?
The website is Baranoff Fishing, B-A-R-A-N-O-F, Fishing, and our number is 907-225-4055.
Okay. And you're right downtown, so if you want to, you know, get in touch with me or with Chuck, and we will get you set up with accommodations, whether you want to stay at Clover Pass, they'll take you in, and there's other also a lot of places in town that makes it real simple. And Ketchikan itself, we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's just mention that real quick. Ketchikan has got a lot of history. Can you just kind of give a quick overview of Ketchikan?
Well, downtown's some of the buildings downtown are pushing 100 years old. This town was settled right at the turn of the century. That's not 15 years ago, but 115 years ago. Yeah. And it was mining. It's evolved from mining, fishing, logging. Yeah. It's got a real eclectic background on it. There's about 10,000 to 14,000 people, decided, depending on the time of the year, that live here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is, and there's a lot to see. So if you go down there and you're going to be doing some fishing, you might be able to get some time. Of course, it stays light in that time of the year. In July, it'll be light until, you know, I mean, you can read a newspaper at 11 o'clock at night. So you might want to, you know, spend a, you know, take a little bit of time to go into town, walk around, and they've got some great restaurants and bars if you're interested in that. Yeah, and then you've got you've been there for how long?
Our family's been here since 57, and three generations that worked the business. So it's it's a typical family business.
Yeah, typical. Yeah, that's. By the way, what do you do in this time of the year? What do you do when you're not fishing?
Well, since the logging's thing of the past, there's folks who've kind of geared themselves where they're getting their boats ready and all the maintenance is done, and your tackle getting ready, rebuilding the reels. I mean, there's lots to do in the wintertime.
Okay. All right. Well, Chuck, I know you were a little bit hesitant to come on the radio because it's not something you do all the time, but Marco, what do you think?
I think he did great.
Yeah, and it's very interesting stuff. It's simple and it's true, and he tells it like it is. This is not a fast-talking promotional. It's just, what he says is what it is. And I can't wait to go fishing with you, Chuck. I really appreciate that, especially fishing areas that we haven't gone to before. So we want to get in touch. And again, get in touch with me if you want to go on our trip over the 4th of July weekend, john@fishtalkradio.com. Mark, our engineer, is giving us a finger to get out of here. So, again, go to fishtalkradio.com. You can listen to the show as many times as you want. Chuck, thank you very much. We appreciate your help.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. I'll see you this summer.
You will, that's for sure.